Kilo Echo 8 Lima Alpha X-ray monitoring statewide 1.
Good morning, team. NAWRO, how are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. Taking the daughter to work right now, and I had a scheduling mishap. I'm working on the Windland thing right now.
Hey, listen, I've got time today, so if you want to drop in on one of the event channels on the Discord page, I'm happy to walk you through some of the settings. And, you know, once you get it, it's fairly easy. It reminds me of a very old version of Outlook. But, I'm happy to help if you're interested.
Once I get back to the house, I'll throw you a message on the Discord. I just downloaded Windlink Express. I know the telenet was what we were talking about. Ideally, I'd like to figure out something RF, because I'm interested in the RF thing, not so much. I mean, I am interested in getting it, obviously, for the level 2 or level 3, whichever one it was, but I'm more interested personally in having the ability to do the RF stuff personally. I've already done
it. I mean, that's exactly the way I was in spring. So I get it. And, you know, we can do that. I don't know if you're able to do it Tuesday. If not, you know, one of these days we can make a little training session up there by the by Riley's airport over there, where they have, yeah, I call that like point blank. It's where you can calibrate, so to speak, your Windlink session to make sure you're capturing RF properly and you're doing it. If you can do it there, then you're set. And then, of course, the idea is to back away, start getting distance. Right now, we don't know when you're doing well. Is it just a distance thing or not? That all said, it's not required for the set. So I would suggest let's concentrate, perhaps, and I'll let Mike do his thing over at our meeting on Thursday. And I think the importance is know how to work it, and the fact that we're doing it over the internet, that's fine. It doesn't count for the set to get extra points for RF right now. But we can work on that in the weeks and months to come. Happy to help with that as well.
Also, where is the location for that meeting on Tuesday? And the second thing is, at the moment, I don't have any equipment to operate RF. I haven't decided if I want to try to go with like a digi rig and hook it up to one of our radios. I think that would be my best bet because it sounds versatile. I know there's some, it's tricky to get, you know, everything to work with the radios and get all those settings proper. I know that's kind of tricky, but I think that's the route that I'll try to go. But at the moment, I do not have any equipment to be able to do so.
So the location is at the St. County Airport. It's just west of Marysville. I think I put a map in Discord if you check it out. And as far as equipment's concerned, I've got an extra digi rig I'd be happy to loan you if you're interested. I assume you might have an HT. Do you have like a Baofeng, right? HT or no?
Everything that I have has the Kenwood 2-pin plug. I've got a Kid Radio TDH3, and then I've got a couple Baofengs, and actually all of my DMR, dual band DMR analog radios also have that same Kenwood dual pin plug.
Perfect. That's all you need. You need that, and then I have the Digi rig with the adapter cable. I just have to check to see if I have a USB, double USB, but that's pretty easy to find. And then along with, of course, a laptop. If I hook you up with that, you'd be able to play and experiment. Did I do one of those things where you didn't get my last? I was saying, yeah, that would be fine, because I have a digi rig and the cable that would be needed. So as long as you have a laptop and the HT, the Kenwood jack, you would be able to play and try it out.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there, Tim. I was talking, and then all of a sudden the radio canceled out and your transmission came through. Yeah, that would be absolutely amazing if I can make it on Tuesday. I definitely have a laptop, and I definitely have a radio, so that would be cool. As soon as I get back, I'm coming up to 23 and graduate right now. As soon as I get back and finish making this account, I don't know how long it takes or if they have to do an approval process, but as soon as that's handled, I will message you on Discord, and we can try to get started if you have some time. That would be great. Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray.
Sounds like a plan. That'll work. And, if anything, on Tuesday, if you're able to make it, you can just kind of watch me. I've got my tough book with me with the and you can just see what it is. But at that point, if you can make it, I would be able to have the extra DigiRig with me just to hand it off to you. Otherwise, I'd get it to you Thursday. But that sounds like a plan. I'll let you go for now. I will be available. I am on Discord, so we'll talk soon. N-A-W-R-O, after yours.
N-A-W-R-O-K-E-L-O-X. As soon as I get back and finish up that setup, I will message you, and we'll go from there. I appreciate all the help, and I will probably be about another 15-ish minutes, 20 minutes, and we'll go from there. I appreciate it. This is KE8LAX, clear and monitoring.
KF8S, testing statewide 1. NADBF, KF8S, how copy? It might be a little choppy. Very nice. I don't know exactly where I am. All I can tell you is I'm up north waiting in our church parking lot. it may just work. Let me see if I can private call you from the setup. Give me a moment. You might see me show up. That way we won't tie up the streetwide. KF8S.
Hey, Dave, who are you talking to? KF8S, KBSWR.
KB8SWR, KF8S, returning.
Hello, Dave. I was just wondering who you were talking to because we weren't hearing them and I wasn't seeing them on the sea bridge.
Okay, I was talking to Dakota, who just put the code plug in his radio. I don't think he's on 3104, so I'll have to let him know. He's got to set his Grandmaster 3104.
Sounds good. I kind of figured that that was the case. It's usually how we hear it. So glad you're on top of it. Thanks. Keep it up, Stubber.
Yep, no problem. Yeah, we'll work the bugs out for him. Yeah, yeah.
Sounds good. Yep. Don't worry about tying it up. It's not... it's not overused, so. But I'd like to be able to hear both sides of the conversation, if you know what I mean. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure you do. Talk to you later. Keep it up there.
Very good. I appreciate it. Yeah, if I hear people doing something wrong, well, not necessarily wrong, but if they're not, they don't have things set up right, I usually try to help them out. So. All right, sounds good. I'm messaging him now, telling him to go to 3104. KF8,
KE8WUO, statewide 1.
Jaro, how you doing?
Not too bad, hanging in there. Taking the doggos for a little adventure. And working on some spreadsheets. Got pretty far. I haven't updated the net log yet, but I got it to, where you can normally put in a call sign and it would look up who it is. I have an Excel version. It'll also do DMR ID, so that's kind of nice. Somebody checks in and we don't have them in our radios for whatever reason. We can throw in a DMR ID and get their call sign and all their QTH and all that. So that's kind of fun. What's new and exciting with you? Looks like a nice day, maybe a slight chance of rain.
Yeah, they said there was, I was looking at the radar, they said some weather is coming up through, but I don't think we're going to get hit much. It looks like we might, you know, I haven't looked at it recently. I am on a Discord event one with Dean, and we're going over some Winlink stuff, so this is kind of fun because it's a good refresher for me as well. And also worked on some forms, what we talked about last Monday, and I know we'll talk to the boss tomorrow as well. I'm looking at those tag numbers we were talking about. I'm looking at, hopefully he'll agree to call it a unit number. I like the unit. It's very short, so it, on the headings, it's not too long to try to fit in. And it also sounds good over the radio, unit number. What was your tag, John, if you don't mind saying over the air? What tag number do you have?
I believe it was 5.
All right. Copy that. I appreciate it. So, yeah, we can probably chat about this tomorrow. You're available tomorrow for our normal weekly meeting?
Yeah, definitely. I hopefully we'll have a few things to show, but we'll see. You know, I last week when we talked, I was like, you kept mentioning how, you know, we're not going to have anything for this Thursday. And I was like, I don't know how you can say that. Like, how do you know? But not only did that seem to be the case, but I still haven't gotten a whole lot done in that regard. I unfortunately, I'm like multitasking a little bit too much and not getting much. I'm getting a little bit of everything done, but not finishing anything. So I don't know. I gotta focus my focus on one thing at a time and kind of knock that out. But it's so hard to call something done because as soon as I walk away from it, I find, oh, I could do this, that, and the other thing. And so I end up revisiting it indefinitely. So eventually I have to establish a cutoff point and distribute it from there or whatever. So I have some ideas for our hiccup that we have with, needing some sort of reference table for our net log that hopefully I can throw together a proof of concept for Monday, but we'll see.
Yeah, no worries if not. I've got some stuff to go over and, whatever you'd like to do, I appreciate it. But you're mentioning like the DMR ID. I'm really thinking the unit number is going to be something that might be helpful. Because, you know, at the tail end of that net, I was just not, I knew call signs. There are own people calling in, and I know there are call signs, but half my brain was wondering what's happening with you. So I wasn't really quite getting it. But, if they just said Unit 24, bingo, I know who you are. So I'm thinking these permanent numbers like you mentioned. Yeah, that's going to be something we can use as well because they're definitively our group's identifiers in addition to our call sign, of course.
Yeah, we could always throw out the call sign / unit number. And then if you get one but not the other, you've got them. So I think that's a good idea. I like that. We can definitely add that to the list of things that column can do. And another thing I was thinking about is we had previously had people on the card list that we took off because they became members. I kind of want to stray away from that and keep them on the card list because then we have a metric of, you know, how successful that mission is. And we would just, you know, look them up on the member list first, and if they show up on the member list, then we won't look them up on the card list. And so they wouldn't get card, but they'll still live on the card list. And then, you know, at the end of the, you know, year, we can look at how many people on the card list are also on the member list, and then we'll have like a win-loss ratio type of thing.
I see where you're going with that. That would be nice because we're up to 79 cards gone out now. So I have that data. I collect it manually, But, you know, at some point, it's going to be getting a little crazy just by the sheer numbers. So, yeah, let's discuss that tomorrow if you can remember. I'm going to cut out of here because we're going to be doing more Wind League form training here. This is kind of fun. It refreshes me. Give the puppy a pat on the head for me. That's just a good dog. So I'll talk later, okay, John? I'll be on later this afternoon, too. N-A-W-R-O, after you.
Very good. All right. Well, I will try to bring that up tomorrow, and we will hash it all out. But for now, this is K-E-A-W. Take down some Wind League notes for me, because I'm going to need a mentor for the VHF-UHF side. 73 is from me and Rocky, and you guys have a good one.
K-E-T-Q, testing from Rochester Hills. K-F-A-E-T-Q, testing from Rochester Hills.
Hey, Darren. Good copy. Much better signal. N-A-W-R-O.
Thank you. Good to know that it's a lot more clear.
Out of curiosity, are you still going into the Mount Clemens repeater? K-F-A-E-T-Q, K-F-A-E-T-Q from N-A-W-R-O. Hey, Darren, are you still going into the Mount Clemens repeater with that HT? Negative copy, N-A-W-R-O, clear QSO with K-F-A-E-T-Q for now.
W-R-O, K-E-L-A-X. If he was getting through the Mount Clemens repeater from, I think he said, Rochester Hills, that was a really nice signal. Sounded good, too. It was really nice and loud and clear on my end.
Yeah, Dean, that's what I was going to mention, because the signal last night from Frazier, I assume, was sketchy. And as I told you, when Jeff jumped in and said, yeah, it was a bit weak, but that one sounded good, but then and he disappears. So we'll see. He's going to bring it on Thursday, so maybe we can check it out direct, because we're just going to be on Garfield and Hall Road, and that won't be that far from the repeater Mount Clemens anyway, so we can do some testing then. Thanks. N-A-W-R-O. Hey, Dean, did you get my last, or did that disappear again?
Herb was helping him out at the in-person meeting. The other QSO that I missed, Kilo-Akway, Lee-Mail Factory to N-A-W-R-O.
Nope, we're good. I just thought that'd be a good chance to test his radio, because it's not that far from Mount Clemens. So, all right, sounds good. Appreciate the input. N-A-W-R-O, and a good Wind Link lesson today, too.
Yes, I appreciate all your help with that. It seems like it'd be fun, and I definitely want to try to meet up on Tuesday and play around with that a little bit. I think that would be really cool. But, yeah, appreciate it, and we'll be talking to you soon. This is Kilo Echo 8 Lima Alpha X-ray. Clear and monitoring.
N-A-W-R-O.
N-8-W-R-O from K-E-8-W-U-O.
Yes, sir.
I'm looking at my badge here, and it looks like I am number 8, not number 5.
Thank you, sir. I will add it to the form. Just about ready to send those off to the two bosses. Appreciate it. Thanks, John. N-8-W-R-O.
K-E-A-W-U-O. Sounds like I was just in time. 73.
K-A-T-I-Y Mobile, statewide 1.
K-E-A-W-U-O, 1 minute out.
Well, that sure sounds good. I'm towards the entrance in the parking lot there, so you should see me coming in either way.
You got your signs on?
We do. There.
All right, I will. Hey, Dave, are you still out there? K-E-A-W-U-O? I forgot to give you I got a big battery for that, so you've only got the one, and that thing doesn't always make it through the day, so I'm going to circle back and give that to you if you're still there.
Well, I can miss it in front of the store and reserve, just heading inside it.
All right, very good. I'll be there, and now it says 2 minutes. K-E-A-W-U-O to W-A-E-D. You out there, Wally? Well, thanks again, and I will let you go, but I'm about to put a few last finishing touches on the Fox, so I'm looking forward to having that done, and we will talk again soon, probably tomorrow, and if not, I'll see you Thursday.
K-E-A-L-A-S, Mother Ring, statewide one.
Hey, Dean, N-8-W-R-O on EHT. I'm not sure about this one. Copy.
N-8-W-R-O, K-E-A-L-A-S. You sound really good. Also, well, obviously all I have is an EHT, but currently I'm sitting in the car at Famous Footwear, 23 in Gratiot, but you sound loud and clear, 5-9. N-8-W-R-O, did you copy my last?
No, Dean, I didn't. Go ahead and repeat, please.
Well, I was just saying that you sound loud and clear. I'm at 23 and Gresh in front of Famous Footwear, but you're coming through nice, loud and clear. Actually, with your HT, you actually have more gain on your mic. You sound much louder than when you're on your Kinect systems.
Okay, good to know that. I may tweak that up a little bit. Wally did help me with this when I was going through level 2 to get the T-shirt on that. I am in my car with my laptop open, connected to the hotspot, and I'm sending WinLink messages that way. So that's another option for the net. Over to you.
Did I hear you say you're sending WinLink messages over a node? Back over to you, Tim.
No, I'm just in the car, and I just wanted to double-check if my car's hotspot could be used to connect the Wi-Fi of my laptop, and it works like a charm. Not a problem. It's like I'm inside sending messages. So it's still Telnet, but like I said, it's fine. The set rules still allow that. Copy?
Yeah, copy that. As long as you have Internet, you should have access to Telnet. Do you have an actual hotspot for your car, or are you running it off your cell phone?
Yeah, fortunately, late last year I got a 25 Explorer, so it is from the car itself. That was my next test. If that fails, can my cell phone hotspot run the laptop for a good connection for WinLink? I think the answer is yes. So there's multiple ways of doing it if we got to use WinLink to send those messages and the attachments.
Very nice. Now, as far as the RF side for Tuesday, do I need to have Direwolf or the other one that you mentioned on the computer as well in order to use the DigiRig?
Yes, you would, but that lesson would be probably more time than what we have prior to their meeting. So why don't you, go ahead and bring it, but you're right. You would need that. How about you just take a look at what I'm doing, and I'll make sure. All right, let me start over there. And I'll make sure that I bring that one DigiRig, the extra one I have. I do have an extra one, and then you can just take it home with you and practice at your leisure. But again, I say don't make it a priority for the set because it's not necessary. You can do that afterwards. Of course, you can do what you want, but it's just not a priority for the set. Copy.
Copy that. No, I completely understand, and I will make sure to have something downloaded on the computer just for the purpose of that. But I'm kind of a go big, go home kind of person, so I probably wouldn't use it for the set, but just having it and having it prepared is more of my goal.
Totally understand. That's exactly what I did last spring for the spring set. So, yeah, sounds good. I did start with Direwolf because that's the way Riley trained us,
And then I ended up using the other one, Sound Modem. But both of them are viable options.
If I remember you saying correctly, I believe you said that you get more information through the Sound Modem program. Is that correct? Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha.
N-8-W-R-O. That is correct. The Sound Modem, it has this waterfall visual display that seems to make things a little easier when you're trying to tweak what's wrong, you know, how the transmissions are going out and what are you receiving. But that doesn't mean that Dire Wolf doesn't work. It just seems when I go back to it, I'm operating blind, so to speak.
Fair enough. Well, I mean, if I for some reason decide that I don't like Sound Modem, I can try Dire Wolf. But with your experience, I'll go with what you recommend and like, and go from there.
Sounds good, Dean. All right, I'm going to jump back into the car here, and we're going to send some more messages with attachments. How do you like that? N-8-W-R-O, after you.
Sounds good. Do enjoy. I'm strongly considering paying, I think it was the $8 for the over Android, the WingLink over Android app as well, just to be able to have it on Android devices. But you enjoy, have fun, and we will catch you again on the air. This is Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray monitoring.
KC8, ring, statewide 1.
KE8WUO, statewide 1. K8, outreach, anybody monitoring?
Hey, Anthony. What's shaking?
Hey, how does my audio sound? I was talking to some guys on Friday, and they were telling me my audio was a little hot, and so I went into the settings and tried to do the digital microphone, whatever. I turned it down a couple notches.
Yeah, if you ask me, you can still afford to come down a bit. Still a little hot. Sorry, I just checked my settings to see where it was. I don't know if I missed you while I was in the settings.
I was just saying I got a bunch of stuff updated, and I think my code plug's starting to come together. Got a little bit more work to do on it, and I'll be filled with it.
Was the one I sent you of any use? I'm talking to you on that radio right now. Same radio, 878 UV2 plus. Okay, I don't know if you didn't hear me or what, but I had asked if the code plug I had sent you was of any use. But we can talk in the morning. Catch you later. W8FU.
Pick this up. But you know, it was useful. I was able to take a lot of the information that you gave me and make it work in my code plug. So I appreciate that. K8RUH.
All right, very good. Yeah, that's a code plug that's been floating around. I think it came from one of the Central Michigan guys. You know, and then it gets doctored, you know, over and over from there. That even came from Randy Love. Not 100% sure, but it came from one of them guys. And, you know, it's got a lot of good stuff in it. All right, catch you. Talk to you in the morning. W8FU.